This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A warning for animal farmers to be on the lookout for activists who've been disrupting farming activities across the country. Animal Agriculture Alliance's Hannah Thompson-Weeman says it started out with ag events and political rallies, but the group called Direct Action Everywhere has taken things to the next level.
But a new tactic that they're using that is very alarming is they call it open rescue, and it's that they feel like they have a right to go on to any private property, any farm, and take animals or capture footage or do whatever they feel like they're justified in doing because they believe that we should not be housing animals or using them in any way that we do in animal agriculture.
Hannah says Direct Action Everywhere appears to be making up their own rules as they go.
The most recent example is an egg farm in California where they went in on what they call self-visits, made several times in September and October, usually at night, but without permission. They went onto a farm, handled animals, took in their video cameras and all of that. And it's very alarming for many reasons. Not only is it a complete disregard for private property and the law, but it's also just completely flies in the face of all the principles of biosecurity.
All of the chickens in that barn had to be destroyed because officials had no idea what had been done to them. Listen tomorrow to hear advice from the Animal Agriculture Alliance on how to protect yourself, your farm, and your animals.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.